Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Yeah. Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Brad, thank you for engineering today. Jason worked overnight, 24 hours. There's a massive storm up there in Minnesota. And he worked 24 hours and... I guess that's all he has to work, just one 24-hour shift per day, and then they give him the next day off. Huh. It's we have wonderful engineers at Genesis Communications Network, the best in the business. They really are. And every once in a while I call the boss, Ted Anderson, and thank him for what Genesis Communications Network provides to the world and to USA Prepares. Ted Anderson, thank you. George, thank you. Brad, Jason, thank you. And there are other engineers who work with us as well. Too numerous to mount, count. Greg Lesher's with us. Greg, welcome.
Oh, thank you, Vincent. I wish I could say good morning, but with all that's going on, it's really not a good morning. It's a very terrible morning for a lot of people. I'm just stunned and stumped as to why they did what they did over in Ohio. It's just beyond my comprehension, to tell you the truth.
This literally could have been engineered to deliver a chemical weapons factory right on the ground. It literally could have been. You know, I got bashed on the internet. Someone really took exception to what I said about wheel bearing being the point of failure for the train derailment for Norfolk Southern in East Palestine, Ohio. Turns out that's what the official report said it was, a wheel bearing. We said it days and days before the official report, and we weren't even there. I mean, it's obvious. I don't understand how people have their jobs, but something as simple as a wheel bearing can cause a catastrophic disaster, and it could be in a tractor trailer. It could be in an automobile. It could be in a light truck. It could be in a rail car. And this particular one was. And we talked about full floating bearings and how they're lubricated by axle fluid, lubricant, liquid, and how this kind of a thing could be easily engineered just by allowing the axle bearing fluid to leak out. That would be equivalent of a gear oil 90, for example, just allowing it to leak out. And you could probably determine within, 20 plus or minus 20% exactly where that train car would derail. You could, by knowing how long it takes for a bearing to fail. And I'm pretty darn sure that the railroad has statistics on all of this. Because without the lubricant, without the bearings, nothing moves. Greg, you sent me a couple of links. Pretty sobering.
Yeah, very sobering. Very, very sobering. Yeah, and what I'd like to talk about those today, along with this disaster. And I want to say something, Vincent, to the people in Ohio and anywhere near the state. I would be calling the governor's office and demand that, well, we, as, if you people have read my book, you know there's a solution to this problem as far as the water goes. There isn't a solution. Now, cleaning up the derailed train is one thing, but that's not taking care of the problem. The problem is dioxins have been spread all throughout the atmosphere and the air around there. It's in the ground. It's in the water. It's going down the Ohio River. It's going to go into the Mississippi River. And dioxins do not disappear. Today, right now, people are being born in Vietnam with birth defects, cancers. It's just a horrible, nightmarish situation. You could make a horror movie out of what's going on right now because of the spraying of Agent Orange, because it contained the chemical known as dioxin. The dioxin was the damaging factor in Agent Orange. And we created, they created dioxin and spread it into the air, up into the atmosphere. And I want to talk just a little bit about how, since it doesn't disappear, I'm a storm spotter, certified storm spotter, and I chase storms. And I've got footage of what happens during a storm. Okay? I'll sit there and watch. And a lot of these storms can cause tornadoes. What you see is this warm, moist air being sucked up into the atmosphere as the cold air comes in. And as a result of that, you'll see dirt, dust from the ground entering the sky and moving upwards towards the clouds. I want you to imagine these chemicals, this dioxin being sucked up into this cloud and into this storm. It's a continuous cycle. As it's sucked up, the storm grows and it moves in a counterclockwise position here in the northern hemisphere in a big cyclone. That's what a storm is. It's circulating in a circle, and that's when you see a hurricane or whatever. You will notice it's in a circular motion. That's the same thing storms do. They don't just form and they circulate. Now, as the rain forms, these dioxins are going to be spread wherever that storm goes. This is very disturbing. This is the big picture. This is what they're not looking at right now. Sure, they can load up those rail cars. They can haul them off to some toxic waste dump and dispose of them. But that's not where the problem lies. The problem was what was in those cars and burned to create these dioxins that are now spread all over. So groundwater and, you know, filtration is great, but is it going to remove everything? Absolutely not. And these things build up. So even if you're removing most of it and you're still drinking the water through filtration, it's going to build up in your body. And eventually you'll end up with something called cancer, birth defects, sterilization. The list goes on and on and on. But I would be contacting the governor and saying and telling him there is a solution, and some of you people know what that solution is. And in a situation like this, I would be happy to participate in some kind of a program where people could clean up the water. Back to you, Vincent.
Back in March of 2011, there was the worst man-made disaster up until that point since Noah's flood. That's what I said. It was the worst man-made disaster since Noah's flood. I'm talking about Fukushima. And the reason I'm mentioning this is, class, the media. The media said Japan, roughly 5,000 miles from California in the Pacific, there's no way that the radioactivity could travel that distance from Japan all the way across the Pacific to reach the western coast of the United States. The radiation arrived within 7 days. It was carried across the Pacific in 7 days. It was measured in California. The reason I'm mentioning that is when they tell you, when the media tells you that the air is safe to breathe, the water is safe to drink as a result of the East Palestine, Ohio disaster, which is, in my estimation, it's either the first or the second largest man-made disaster in the United States. I'm talking about land-based. Greg and I also think that the jab, which was engineered by the United States and China, COVID-19, that's an unmitigated disaster as well. But as far as the air is concerned, as far as the water is concerned, as far as the toxic pollution is concerned, as far as dioxin is concerned, this is number one or number two, right up there with Three Mile Island. That was a nuclear meltdown in Pennsylvania. And the reason I mentioned Fukushima is because the media lied to us about the radiation spreading throughout all the oceans in the world. It won't get here. Don't worry about it. Well, it's here. It was here in a week. And the media also lied to us about Three Mile Island. And I was there nearby, in another state, but I was nearby, and we sealed the windows and the doors, and we didn't let anybody out. People laughed at us. And they said, that's just steam. You know, everybody knows it. The media is saying that's just steam coming out of the reactor. Well, it was radioactive steam. And it went into the air and it circled the globe. Just as this air from this man-made catastrophe in East Palestine, Ohio, is in the air, it's in the water, and it will leach into the groundwater. There's no question about it. And dioxin is a very, very powerful toxin, the most powerful. It causes birth defects. It causes death. It's outrageous. It's outrageous that this happened. And all of these things could have very easily been forecast, very easily predicted. Right.
Yeah, people are coughing up blood that have been exposed to it.
Mm-hmm. And the medical village wants you to be, if you have been exposed, they want you to be decontaminated before they'll see you. Because they know that microscopic particles are deadly. And they don't want to die from this either. So they want you to decontaminate. Now what does that really mean? That means they want you to wash down and wash those persistent chemicals, dioxin, down the drain. Now where does that go? That goes downstream, right? Back into the water supply. Right? And as far as I can tell, the only way to get it out of the water supply is through distillation. I don't know any other way that would be as complete as distillation. Distillation removes everything from water. What happens is distillation is causing the water to boil into steam. The steam condenses on a conductor plate, and only the water, H2O, only the water rises up as steam, nothing else. Everything else is left behind. The bottom line is, what do you do with the residue? That's the toxins. You just put it in the landfill and save that for another generation to deal with, or two. That's what they're doing. You know, when they safely dispose of something, what they're really talking about is relocation. Let's put it in somebody else's backyard. That's what they're talking about. Greg and I will be right back.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Who is John Galt? Greg's with us. Greg Lesher's with us, and we're talking about this persistent toxin that just keeps destroying and destroying and infecting and killing and causing birth defects, dioxin.
It's a gift that keeps on giving, and it will continue to keep on giving.
Mm-hmm. And I don't think there is a solution to it. I don't think there is a way that we can remediate. And if you think about it, it's beyond dumb. We created this. And what was it created for? Well, initially, there was this herbicide called Agent Orange. And it was developed by scientists, chemists. And it was a defoliant. It was designed to kill life. It was designed to kill foliage in the jungle of Vietnam. It was designed to kill the food that animals eat. That's what it was for. And you got to think, what's the principal thing that the military does? It destroys the planet. If you look at what's happening in Russia right now, it's destroying the planet. If you look at what's happening in Ukraine, it's destroying the planet. If you look at what we did in Vietnam, it's destroying the planet. If you look at what Germany did, and Japan did in World War II, destroyed the planet. World War I, same thing. Now, I understand that it's important to have a strong defense so these things don't happen. But what happens is men are put in charge of these massive destroyers, and they say, let's see if it works. And they test them out. We'll talk a little bit more about this in hour number two.
Yeah, was also contained in DDT, which is now illegal as well.
And it has been. And it has been for years.
Yes. It's just mind blowing. You really want to save some lives? I would be on that phone, contacting the governor of Ohio on a daily basis, saying there's an answer and we want to see it implemented. There's an answer and we want to see it implemented. Does he really care about the people, the state, the world?
I'm pretty sure.
When I watched that couple talking and the husband coughing. And been coughing up blood. His life's over. Her life's over. Their lives are over. They've been contaminated. It's in their bodies. It's in their lungs.
Greg, I looked outside this morning before you called me, way before the broadcast.
Yeah.
And the sky was covered with chemtrails crisscrossing back and forth, making all kinds of triangles, squares, and it dissipated very quickly, and then there's just this overcast condition. And my first
weather
thought was...
Weather modification.
My first thought was, this is going to head east, and this is to cause precipitation, to cause rain, to allegedly clean the skies. What that really means is clean the air by causing the dioxins and the other chemicals in the air to fall to the ground so that we can drink them and make sure that all of our crops are...
And don't forget to add the fact that before every storm there's an updraft. That is to pick those chemicals up and put them up in the atmosphere.
To spread
them out.
Already
landed on the ground. You bet.
Yeah, to spread them out. It's a pretty brilliant plan hidden in plain sight so that the generally dumb public think that this, praise the Lord, this is it, the rain's coming and it's going to clean the air. It's going to clean the air by bringing it down to your food supply and to your water supply. That's what's going to happen. And of course, it's going to get on all the animals. And then you have the absorption through the skin of the animals that the rain lands on, right? It just keeps on giving. And we have people with little tiny brains that are making big decisions that impact all of us. And you know, class, it seems to me that we should hold these people accountable. And they can say, well, it's just a mistake. You know, we all make mistakes. In this case, in cases like this, there needs to be capital punishment, in my opinion. But don't believe
anything.
If
they're not held accountable.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. Today marks 1 year since Russia invaded their neighbor Ukraine that has put Europe on a war footing again. President Putin, 1 year ago, via a translator.
Whoever tries to hinder us, and even more so to create threats to our country, to our people, should know that Russia's response will be immediate, and it will lead you to such consequences that you have never encountered in your history.
President Biden announced the United States will send another $2 billion to Ukraine's war effort. The White House will announce new sanctions on Moscow very soon. Biden, G7 leaders, and Ukraine President Zelensky will meet virtually today to discuss plans moving forward. Today is officially Flag Day down in Mexico. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Craig Lesher's with us. Class, I just went outside the studio and the skies were sprayed and overcast. And very quickly, the overcast skies are blowing to the east. And the winds come from the west and blow east in most parts of the United States. And we are blowing what they sprayed to the east, and I believe to cause precipitation to bring down the toxicity in the air from the Norfolk Southern disaster, man-made disaster. Greg, back to you.
Yeah, Vince, you mentioned something, holding accountable. Now, they need to be held accountable, yes, but if they're not held accountable, you can only assume two things. They're either complacent with it or they're a part of it. I mean, what else is left to assume? They're either complacent with it or they're a part of it. And I would let the governor know about that on the cleanup order. Either he does something about it, or maybe he's just a part of it. I just don't know what to say. My heart is broken for all the people and their families that have spent their livelihood making a place that they can live and enjoy life and have family in those areas. Because it's over. I mean, we're still looking at Vietnam and the damage and all those records that were destroyed. We know what caused it. It's obvious. Just look at Vietnam. Look what they're going through, those poor people. I'm beyond words, Vincent. Back to you.
Yeah. Well, you want to talk about engineered food?
Oh, absolutely. This is a warning, people. You've heard of Impossible Burger, the Impossible Meat? Well, guess what, folks? They use a gene in there that's called the immortal cell. It keeps on producing to grow this Impossible Meat. What does that sound like to you, people? And let me just give you a hint. They're finding that it causes this Impossible Meat, this lab-grown meat, causes that one big C word called cancer. Don't eat it. Cancer. Your thoughts on that, Vincent?
Yeah, the information in the public domain that I've seen says that in order to make these lab-grown meat things, maybe you can call it a product, uses engineering biochemistry of cells that keep dividing, 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 and dividing. So I learned early in elementary school that small one-celled animals divide, and you get two. And they divide, and you get four. They divide and you get eight. And if you repeat that kind of a process in the lab and you're trying to grow a product, that is one way of doing it. And so from my understanding is that, by the way, I think that's what cancer does. I think cancer just keeps dividing, replicating, and making more and more of these cancerous cells. And they would say that the cancer is spreading, meaning it's growing, meaning it's reproducing itself. And from my understanding, that's what cancer is. And it sure sounds to me like, by the way, don't believe anything I say. It sure sounds to me like that is the process by which engineered meat is produced, by replicating cells and having these cells divide, 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 and you get bigger patties. You know, you can go from a 16th of a pound to an eighth to the full quarter pounder. And it sounds to me like this is the same procedure that cancer utilizes to keep growing. And what the information that I've learned in the media has said, this would be alternative media, that it's like eating a tumor. I'll have one of those quarter-pound tumors, please.
Yes.
That's what it sounds like. Now, I'm not referring to any specific brand of quarter-pounder, okay? I'm not talking about any particular junk food company. I'm not talking about that. I'm just saying that if you're talking about lab-grown products, and I don't know if the junk food stores sell lab grown products or not. I don't know. I don't go to them. But it sounds to me like if you just take the measurement, a quarter pound, and you have it, you are eating what appears to be the same process that a cancerous tumor goes through to become a tumor.
Does that sound appetizing? Eating cancer?
Well,
that's what we need to think of it as.
Imagine Imagine if somebody wanted to kill us. Would that be a great way to do it? Say, listen, we're getting the price down, so this fake substance that we engineered substance that we're going to just put the label, we'll call it food, looks like beef, sizzles like beef, bleeds like beef, actually appears to be beef, but it's not. And so for all of you who are afraid to eat beef or you think that it's bad for the environment to eat beef, this is for you, right? And then why would anybody think that if you can grow something scientifically / artificially in a lab that replicates itself, that if you consume it, that it won't help you replicate your cells? Meaning, why would anybody think that avoiding meat and eating this substance would help them not gain weight? Why would anybody think that?
Yeah, now they're going to have to put on that. They're going to have to do some disclosure. They're going to have to put on there, may cause cancer. No, it's not may. It will cause cancer.
Greg, what is your reaction to that comment that I made about these cells dividing, and then if you eat them, those cells could divide in your body, and you could just become
on point.
Plump.
On point. Yeah. On point. Very on point.
If you want, I've said this a number of times. It's in the book, 5 Minute University. Robert Allen said it. He was selling real estate, had to invest in real estate back in the 1980s. There was a television commercial, and the camera got really close to him, and he said, I'm going to tell you a secret. I'm paraphrasing. If you don't want to be poor, watch what poor people do, and don't do it. Okay? If you don't want to be fat, watch what fat people do, and don't do it.
Very good words of advice.
Absolutely true. Absolutely true. If you don't want to get the Darwin Award, watch what the Darwin Award contestants do and don't do it. If you don't want to be wrinkled in your face, watch what smokers do and don't do it. It makes absolutely no sense. I actually believe in evolution. Now, I'm not. Let me make sure I clarify this. I'm not saying God is out of the picture. I'm not saying that at all. But what I am saying is that there is a microevolution. So people adapt to their conditions. Okay? Some of us have more melanin in our skin to help us adapt to the harsh rays of the sun. Some of us are taller. Some of us have better vision. Some of us are smarter. Some of us have attributes that help us do better. And I believe that there is an evolution micro. That's why cardinals are red and blue jays are blue and sparrows are brown to help them survive. That's why there are chameleons to help them survive. Alligators have teeth that flies don't have to help them survive. That's what I mean by microevolution. And we have been designed to eat plants and animals, not lab-grown fake substitutes, counterfeit food. And if we eat artificial food colors, we get sick. If we eat chemicals in our food that our body has not evolved to consume, we get sick. And eating cancer or something like cancer is the epitome of stupidity in my world. Why would anybody do that? I knew a girl from college. And I don't even remember her name. But she said if there's a new product out there, she wants to try it. And I'm talking about like roll-on deodorants, roll-on antiperspirants. Antiperspirant, think about that. Why does your body perspire? To cool itself off. Why does it do that? Because it needs to. So what do you do to fix that? You put on a chemical to plug up the pores so you don't perspire. What a brilliant idea.
That's why I don't use deodorant. I mean, I use deodorant. I don't use antiperspirant.
That's correct. That's correct. And also, yeah. It's in typically, they're an aluminum compound, which gets absorbed by the skin, which helps you lose your IQ. Aluminum. That's what is in some antiperspirants. Think about it. Why would you want to have an antiperspirant? Why? I don't get it.
And neither do I.
And we'll talk a little bit more about this hour, too.
It sounds like she wants to be a lab rat, then, is what you're saying. What she's saying.
She's been, this gal, I didn't know she's alive, I don't remember her name. This was back in the early 70s. I just met her very briefly, and she was, you know, same class I was in. I don't even know which class, but she thought that if it's new and it comes out from, you know, a company, she wants to try it. I can't believe it. And the opposite, the extreme end of that is what we do. When we buy food, we'll put it in the freezer if it's, you know, frozen type food. And we want to wait until we hear that, you know, 6 months later that there's been no recall on it. It's the exact opposite. Playing it safe. As a matter of fact, I've been accused of playing it too safe. That I'm on an extremist. Well, I don't think there's a real problem with avoiding disease, avoiding carriers of disease, avoiding people who participate in extremely risky behavior. Why do I want to expose myself to that if I don't have to?
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight. At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92
$1,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, Greg, you know about full-floating axle bearings. Does it seem possible that we were right? That the
absolutely right.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Used garbage equipment, fail to maintain it or replace it when it needs to be replaced, which in this case would have been 10 to 1. You would have had to replace those bearings compared to the ones that used to be. You remember a movie about a NASA employee when he was a kid, and he met Warner von Braun, the scientist from Germany, and he built rockets. And one of the things that he learned from one of his peers was to use 10 bar stock because his engines were melting in flight. You remember that movie?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure about which movie that is.
It was about, I can't remember what the name of the movie was. But in this movie, and this is a true story about this kid who ended up becoming an astronaut, or a scientist at NASA, rocket scientist. In his building of the rocket, he would look for help because his rocket engines, he had a lot of failures. But eventually, someone told him, "Well, you've got to use this 10 bar stock. You know, it's better steel. And then where can you find it? Railroad." So as a kid, they found some railroad track and actually took a piece out, not realizing that they had taken one out of a abandoned track anyway. But they did take it out, and then they took it and made rocket engines. And boy, the rockets worked after that point. The same thing's true with bearings. What kind of material you have to make it out of? If it's a softer steel and it's pitted, which in this case is coming from China, it's got a lifespan, and it's not very long. You know, you put a quarter on the track, train runs over it, and what happens to that piece of metal?
Well, that's a really interesting point. Yeah, and Klesser, think about it. The pressure on the contact patch of a railroad wheel on a rail car is extreme. There's only a little tiny patch less than the size, I would estimate, less than the size of a quarter where the wheel contacts the rail. Just a really small area. And if you put a penny on the track, it will come out squeezed and elongated. Now, people have done that with copper pennies when they used to make pennies out of copper. But if you put a currency, you know, metal currency, the weight of that press, of that wheel going over that token or coin, will flatten it. Like, not quite as thin as a piece of aluminum foil, but close. It's unbelievable. I've seen these. People I know from elementary school had done it. They've done it. By the way, you know, one thing you might not want to do is when you're looking for property, and by the way, this is in the book, avoid locations where rail cars go by for a lot of reasons. One, it's an inconvenience. Amen. Two, it's noisy. Three, the thump, 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 thump of the cars can crack the seal around your well, the hole that goes down to your water supply. And then when it rains, toxins from groundwater can seep right into your water supply, right down along the well pipe. So, and then, of course, then there are other things that could happen, like, oh, I don't know, derailments. Chlorine was banned in World War One, after World War One, as a chemical weapon. Can't do that anymore. My grandfather was gassed in World War One, and chlorine's carried by rail cars, great big tankers. It's pretty dangerous. You don't want that on the highways where there are lots more crashes, right? But when there is an accident, or there is a catastrophe on the rail lines, it's a big one. Just like that happened in Ohio.
Well, we still got time. I'd like to mention a story I just read. There's 403 diseases that are associated now with the COVID shot. Either 103 or 105, I can't remember, but 403 or 405. Now, you can't, and this is what's going to be on the insert, okay? You can't list, you can't just, they don't allow just throwing things on there just in case you get it. These are known diseases. Anybody want to get in line for that one?
You know,
403.
I was talking to a gal in the medical village recently. And she was bringing me up to speed on what's happening in her family. And her mother had Alzheimer's. And it was a problem. It was interfering with work and family and those kinds of things. So they decided to put Mom in a nursing home. Mom got the jab. 10 days later, Mom passed away. Just one more example. What do you say? What do you say to someone who has experienced that in the family? Someone in the medical field who knew.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and 6 kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.